This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. This month, schools in Gwinnett County started a Girls Flag Football League in partnership with the Atlanta Falcons. It's the first in the entire state. And girls like Ashley Jeter of Duluth High are psyched about it.
It's like a big opportunity for us. And it's like, oh my God, the Falcons did this for us, you know? So I'm just kind of...
Another woman psyched to hear about the league is Jen Welter. Welter was the first woman to coach in the NFL, and she also played professionally for both women and men's football teams. When I spoke with Jen from her home in Vero Beach, Florida, I asked her what it was like for her to coach men in the NFL.
Oh, one of the best experiences of my life. You know, those guys were, they were excited. They were proud to be a part of history. They really took to it. And I told people all the time, you shouldn't be surprised that these guys would take coaching from a woman. Most of them had been coached by women their whole lives, just not in football.
Right, from their mothers.
That's right. You know, every time one of my players would introduce me to their mom or their grandma or their auntie or that strong woman who was so profound in their life, I knew what a special connection we had because those were the most significant people and the guiders for a lot of my guys. And so it was less foreign than a lot of people might have thought.
Now, you know, Jen, men and women, we do tend to communicate differently, though. So when you were coaching them, how did you navigate that communication?
I'm only about 5'2", 130 pounds. So relative to those guys, you know, I'm kind of tiny. Mm-hmm. And my mentality on that was, you know, I may not be able to yell loud enough to make them hear me, but any one of them could lean down to a whisper. So there was so much noise that sometimes, you know, being a little softer, a little quieter would allow them to lean in. And that doesn't mean that I didn't make my points, but what I didn't want, and you know this as well as I did, would be the optics of being the first female to coach in the NFL. And say, for example, I yelled at him and he yelled back at me. That's very normal in football, but what I didn't want to happen is somebody to say, oh, well, he doesn't respect women, whether I was right or wrong. That was a narrative that could have been written. So I was very conscious of putting my presentation in a way that was always seen as like trying to bring the very best out of them as opposed to break them down.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the NFL is coming around to this idea of women being more involved in the NFL, not just in playing, but in coaching and refereeing? I know that there's one full-time female official currently.
Yes. So Sarah Thomas is actually a really good friend of mine and one of the best in the game. I like to say that every glass sideline has to be broken. And she was the first one to do that as an official. I was as a coach. And what that does is it moves things on several different levels. Number one, it proves that it can work, right? Because until it does, there's always this fear factor. And it's also a first mover syndrome. You know, like a lot of people are scared to be innovators. So I'm always thankful to say that, you know, Bruce Arians, who was the man who hired me in Arizona, is really someone we should look at as a champion for women because he moved those chains because somebody had to be first and somebody had to be willing to say, you know what, I know this will work.
So Gwinnett County High Schools here in Georgia, they're now opening the door to girls to play flag football. And I know you host flag football camps for girls. How interested are girls in the sport?
Oh, they really are. And, you know, cheers to Gwinnett County. I think that's fantastic. A lot of the girls that I have worked with, we did 17 camps in 15 cities in under 11 months this year. So many of the girls were like, oh, I think, you know, I might like it, but, you know, I can't do that. It's for boys. And my philosophy was there's no game you cannot play and no field you don't belong in or on. Football may not be the game for you, but it's not about, you know, catching like a girl or throwing like a girl. It's you're either catching it the right way or you're not.
Do you think that the focus should be more on integrating high school teams or perhaps building up a separate flag football program? And in other words, should girls and boys play this together?
You know, I think at younger ages, the integration is a lot better. But what you see at this age, say if you're going into high school, is that the girls would fundamentally be in a disadvantage, not necessarily because of the physicality, but having had the access. Okay. A lot of the guys by that point, say it was high school, will have been playing since they were, you know, little kids. And if the girls never had the opportunity to play along with the boys, and there are some exceptions, then they're going to feel like, oh, I can't do it just because I'm a girl. It has to do with the fact that he learned when he was five how to catch a ball and to throw it and do all these things. and you didn't get a chance to maybe play until you were going into high school. And that would be a fundamental disadvantage. Let's make sure that everybody who wants to play has an opportunity to play and that they get to play to the best of their ability. And if that leads them to playing, you know, co-ed because the girls and the boys are of the same skill set, great. But let's not force it when the girls typically haven't had the opportunity to learn the game that the boys have. Mm.
I got to ask you one more question. When you were playing football, I'm wondering, did men feel uncomfortable tackling you, do you think?
I think it goes both ways. I think some of them, initially, it's like, oh, she doesn't know what she's gotten herself into. And so it might be a little bit harder, especially during the tryout. It definitely was a little bit harder. And then when they see that you're about the game and you're out there for the right reasons, they're like, okay, you know, this is a teammate. Because there's an honor in football practices where, you know, say we're practicing with each other. My goal to tackle you is not to hurt you, but to make you better, right? So I have to do my job and you have to do yours. I think in games, it's a little bit different. You know, you become kind of a mandate, right? It's a catch-22 because I know I talked to other defensive coordinators when I was on the field. They'd be like, listen, you know, I told them right now, it doesn't matter what happens. We could lose the game, but the girl doesn't score. So you are a target. Yeah, you are a target, and you do get hit more, definitely not less. So I will say there was a guy, his name was Cedric Harvey, and he hit me on the first play that I was in for the Texas Revolution. And I remember he went to my coach and he was just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know how I feel about this, you know, after he had tackled me, of course. And it was a pretty good tackle. But after the game, when we talked, he's like, man, I have a whole new level of respect for women. Like, that was one of the hardest tackles I've ever given out personally. You got up just like the guys would. And I'm just so proud of you. So I think it's a learning process. I think for any of us, when we have a mental barrier of what anyone is capable of, right? And this, let's just talk about diversity more than just of male, female, but of any culture. You have preconceived notions, and those may be right or wrong. But one thing we love about football is we say it's a meritocracy. Like, if you can play, we want you. We may not know everything else about you, but that sport gives us an opportunity to see that what makes you different might be what makes you special. And for me as an individual, it's given me a much broader perspective of humanity, and it's given me this wonderfully diverse football family. And I think that that's where the game truly becomes special.
Jen Welter is a former football player and author of the book Play Big, Lessons in Being Limitless from the First Woman to Coach in the NFL. Jen, thanks so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. Have a great day.
This is GPB Atlanta.